1.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're all set for a new Metal Injection live cast. I'm extra excited for tonight's show, because they'll be talking to a member of I Wrestled a Bear once. What? That was last week. Jesus Christ, what does a brother have to do to get on the goddamn mailing list? Here's the stupid show.
Yeah, it is the stupid show. There's no mailing list.
Well, maybe we need one now. There you go.
I almost pulled a fast one on me there. But we fucked.
Bland is a big fan of I Wrestled the Bear once, and he missed the show. So, but it's archived. You can go to metalinjection.net/livecast and listen to all of our shows.
Rob's getting arm raped by a dog right now.
Not just
by
any dog.
Bruno. By the dog.
Well, that's what you get for eating Chinese food in front of Bruno.
First of all, it's not Chinese food.
It's just made by Chinese people.
What is it?
Japanese food.
It's really just a chicken kebab.
That's all I'm having. But
and sauce.
A little teriyaki sauce. It's pretty delicious.
Bruno thinks so.
Clearly. Welcome to another edition of the Metal Injection Live Gift. Like you.
A jam-packed show today.
Pretty jam-packed. We're going to do Thrash It or Trash It later in the show.
Something that I hope Lucas calls in.
He always has bands for us on weeks we don't do Thrash It. So he probably
won't. Hour early.
I bet he won't.
He's got homework. Shit or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexually.
Trash it.
This might confuse people.
Thrash it or trash it.
That's good. It'll amp them up.
Just so they remember what it's all about.
So get your shitty bands ready and send them to us later on today.
You know, in regards to that clip, you remember Alan? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
What happened to that guy?
He's in law school now.
What? Yeah, believe it or not.
Is he not metal anymore, or is he going to be a metal lawyer? In defense
metal
church
lawyer.
Burners. And
he cut his hair, though.
Did he really?
Wait, he did? For shame!
Is he still with that girl?
No.
Single? Ready to mingle?
He's available for you, Sid.
Oh, wow. Well, he cut his hair, so fuck that. And clearly Noah's not interested anymore because
nope.
He cut his hair.
And he plays solo, so you wouldn't like him.
That's true.
He's going to defend he's going to be Metallica's lawyer when they sue the next file sharing site that comes out.
When Audio Galaxy comes back and they re-sue them.
They're going to sue the entire internet, baby.
Oh, wow. We already have a phone call.
Hasn't even been 2 minutes, and I think it's a law.
Oh, I'm excited.
Get him on the line.
718, you're on the line.
Let's wrap it up.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
What's up, Shlomo? How you doing?
So you were talking about file sharing, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. We just started tonight. What are your thoughts on that?
File sharing and, the file sharing and the Metallica and the Stroces getting after. One of the finest audio programs ever?
Napster? Napster was one of the finest audio programs ever.
Like, file sharing programs, yes. Huh?
No, he went through puberty over the summer.
Shlomo, you sound like you have blockage or something.
Yeah.
It's like Shlomo had a baby with a Pizza Destroyer.
Pizza Destroyer.
Shlomo, did you blow your booger schnapps out?
Google Destroyer.
It's okay.
Well, if you say so.
Okay.
What was your point about file sharing?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What band did you talk about today?
What have we been up to?
What, yeah.
What did we do today?
What have you done with yourself all summer? We haven't heard from you in what seems like months.
Weeks, actually.
What?
Weeks.
He said it feels like months.
Has it been approximately 8 weeks?
Yeah, like a few weeks. But I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Are you on, like, sedatives? You sound like such a mellowed out Shlomo.
Well, that's what summer camp does for.
No, it was cool.
He went to the Horde Festival.
School.
Horizons of rock developing everywhere.
School. No, stop it, please.
That happened like Lenny Kravitz.
Blue Straveler.
Anything else? Anything else on your mind, Shlomo?
Well, fasting. I do a lot of that thing. I love file sharing.
Do you have a song about file sharing? Could you sing us a song about file sharing, please?
There was a song by, I think, Rula Jankovic called Internet Sandman by Rula Jankovic.
All right, well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, as always.
S-H-O-L-L-O.
He sounds like
have a good night.
He sounds like a car trying to start.
Sounds like someone that's walking into a wall over and over and over.
All right, Shlomo.
Is it the wailing wall that he's walking into?
He's dumbening. All right, we have another caller.
All right. I love you, Shlomo.
Goodbye, Shlomo.
781.
This is Sun Brother.
I don't believe you.
Ask a Pizza Destroyer that I heard what you said about being Shlomo.
Wow, you totally tricked us for 0 seconds.
Well, you're a Pizza Destroyer and he's Matzo Destroyer.
Yeah.
My friend had a weird Facebook conversation with him.
Yeah, he emailed it to all of us.
Facebook
message to all of us, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
I don't know if that was really like Aaron.
Maybe it was not his friend.
No, it wasn't my friend. He lives in my town. We go to the same school.
Oh. Yeah, but how do you know he's your friend, is what we're trying to say.
Do you guys hold hands?
No.
Have you ever jerked off in front of each other?
Yeah, not each other, but just...
Just like compare techniques.
If you don't touch your balls, it's
like, a tag team J.O.
Me and Rob used to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Wait. Oh, we have a... Actually, in the chat room, his name is The Sun One. So he's probably hearing this right now.
Yeah, wrote an exclamation.
It's crazy how when we do a live podcast that other people can hear it, isn't it, Pizza Destroyer?
It's not just us broadcasting to you.
He didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Your mind on that phone. All right, Pizza Destroyer, do you have anything to say or are we going to have to move on?
Yeah, I had like a really good idea, but I wanted to hear what you guys think of it.
I think it's probably a bad idea, but go on.
He always has something to say. It's just never interesting.
No, check this out. I was gonna go buy like a canister full of liquid nitrogen. I was gonna like go to a pool party and fill a bowl with it. Then I'd like this is so ridiculous. Then I'd throw the bowl into the pool, which would, like, throw all the liquid nitrogen into the water, and then it would evaporate because of the massive temperature change. And this would make, like, this huge cloud of gray smoke, and everyone would just start, like, freaking out, but it's, like, completely harmless.
You're not planning on getting laid at this party, right?
No.
This isn't going to be a boy-girl party?
It's just him and the Sun One.
When he says party, he's just really going to break into someone's house and push it up.
Can I call back in later for scratch it or crash it?
Yeah, actually, we can because I think Shlomo's back on the line. So
all right, goodbye, Pizza Destroyer.
All right.
You hung up on that fuck.
The last 10 minutes didn't happen at all. Nope. We're here on the Metal Injection Livecast. Is that right?
Oh, look, we got Shlomo on the line. Let's see what he's doing all summer.
No.
So we're back again this week with Rob and Sid, Noah, Darren, yours truly, Sean.
let's talk about our week, because Rob and I had an amazing bonding experience.
Boring.
Sorry, we boned.
Boring. Oh.
Wait,
no.
That was my dream.
We had male bonding time.
Okay, what happened? It was pretty ridiculous. Me, Noah, and Frank went hiking to Mount Taurus, which is like 45 minutes out of the city or something like that.
I meant to ask you, Natalie, how did this suggestion come to light?
Funny enough, I learned that this idea was constructed the night that I did 14 shots.
Oh.
And I was on the bed, the couch, passed out while Noah and Frank were like, we should go hiking.
Yeah, we really wanted to go hiking.
So you looked at Rob's Hulk, passed out on the couch, just dead to the world.
Wait, you say Hulk?
I meant like, because he...
Darren, Rob had the option of not coming with us.
Well, here's my point, though. I'm saying that inspired you to go hike up a mountain. And Rob couldn't move a muscle in his body.
Frank and I like to do stuff that's outdoorsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been hiking in a while.
I like that you don't include me in that, because I've never done anything outdoorsy, Noah.
I like indoorsy things more. Well, Rob and Sid, when we went to Vegas, they all went to the desert with Frank.
I'm sure that was Frank's idea.
Yeah. I secretly think Frank's trying to take them to isolated places and get them killed.
I mean, it almost worked this time.
Yeah.
Sorry, what do you expect, man?
He almost got his way.
What happened?
First off, this is on Sunday, and I don't know if you guys live in New York, but it was like kind of cloudy, and there was a chance of like thunderstorms and whatever. But then we were like, should we go? And then we're like, yeah, let's just go. It looks like it'll be fine after 1 o'clock.
So Rob, to tell you the truth, the only reason why I was insisting was because I already went to get us sandwiches and I had already paid for them. And if we weren't going to go, like, what would I do?
What kind of sandwiches were they?
Two of them had just cheese and the other one was for Rob with cheese and turkey. And I don't like turkey.
Where'd you get the sandwiches?
From the bagel store in the corner.
You didn't go to Leone's? You live right over here.
That's true. You should have went to Leone's. Oh, my God. That would have been so much better.
Because Leone's is three blocks away, and the bagel store is one block.
I'd walk 33 blocks for Leone's.
That's true.
Yeah,
we should go to Leone's next week.
What do you mean?
Anyway, now that we've
decided... If you get here in time.
Now that we've decided next week's dinner arrangement... Well, no one can order it for us. Anyway,
that would be fantastic. Oh, I won't
can
be
I
here
continue?
Next week. God damn it.
Can I continue?
So we have a life-changing... Story.
So first of all, I think it's pretty fucked up that we risked our lives, Noah, just because you didn't want to, like, make turkey sandwiches go to waste.
Yeah.
But anyway, now that
we're... Hey, that sandwich is $7.
What? Did you reimburse her?
In loving.
In hugs.
Wow.
Okay.
Bear hugs.
No, don't leave it down, because whatever. Anyway, so we're driving up. We decided to go. We're driving up. And then, since we are going hiking, obviously we all have to bring weed.
But of course.
And then we're like on the Palisades, and it's pretty hilarious because we're like driving, and then it was like, oh, look, there's the cop station. He's trying to hide, but we see him.
Yeah.
And then we drive past him, and it's like, oh, look, he's pulling out. How crazy. And then we're driving. Oh, shit, he's pulling us over.
His lights are flashing.
We're fucked.
Did you kill him?
No, we did not kill him. So the guy...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not, yeah. Oh, God. Chills. Getting killed.
So the guy comes, and Frank is driving, so he takes Frank out of the car. He asks him to step out of the car. And he's, like, questioning him for what looks like, I don't know, 10 minutes. Feels like an eternity. And then he takes me out of the car, and he starts, like, patting me down and
puts
stuff.
Puts his hands in Rob's pocket.
Wow.
He really went in there. He really went in there, too. He, like, checked inside my underwear. Like,
what?
Like,
he put his hand around Rob's
tummy. He kind of gave me half a chubby, I'm not going to lie. Well, he touched it. No, he didn't.
Did you tell him you recognized him from Collar Me? That would have shut it all down if it says that next time.
We're from the spa.
But then he was saying that Frank already admitted that there was weed in the car. So the guy...
What a fucking rat.
Yeah.
Why don't you
admit it?
Well,
because he said it was Rob's.
Well, Frank said that...
yeah.
Well, the cop went up to Frank and he told him that either you could tell me if there's anything in the car and we could make this easy, or you don't tell me... There's something in the car, and then I'm going to like, search the car anyway and find something, and then you'll be in a lot more trouble. So Frank was like, all right, I have weed in the car. Well, Frank didn't want to lose his car. I mean,
he's not going to lose the car.
Well, you could. What? How could he not?
It could have been impounded.
Yeah.
He would have gotten arrested.
The weed cost more than his car anyway.
Yeah.
Actually. Anyway, so then they search the car. They find everything. And I
wait a minute. We didn't talk about me getting frisked.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Was there
go
a
ahead,
female
now.
Cop there?
No. So he made me go in front of his car. He's like, you have to do it in front of the video camera. Please step in front of my car. Then he started giving me instructions on what to do.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, okay, with your... He's like, okay, with your right hand, you have to pull out your shirt, and with your left hand, you put your, you take your left hand and you put it underneath and you shake your bra around. So,
nice. It's not a real shirt.
What website can I find this footage at?
I don't know. But, of course, I was...
What were you wearing?
Who?
What was I wearing?
Mark Jacobs.
I was wearing leggings and a black thermal shirt.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I was wearing a mini skirt.
All right, get out.
And a bra.
Okay. So what happened?
Oh, no, so it was just nerve-wracking because I never know my left and right. And, of course, I did it wrong. Which gave him more reason to believe that...
Well, by that point, he knew there was drugs in the car, so then...
No, but he asked me if I smoked, and I said no.
Oh, wow.
I told him I was not.
So you lied. That's perjury. You're admitting to perjury.
No, he was trying to trick me.
All should have lied. Deny everything.
Yeah, he was trying to trick me.
I feel really bad for Frank.
Why?
2 weeks ago, people break into his car and steal his shit. He calls the cops and they're like, yeah, we can't do nothing about it. Then a week later, the cops break into his car and steal his weed.
After the cops searched the car, he said that that's the way his car looked like when it got broken into.
There you go.
Poor Frank.
Twice.
And so they were like, well, thank you for cooperating with us. We're not going to charge you with anything. You don't have enough to be charged with.
So that's what I mean.
They could have got us for something else. Like,
No. We should have gotten the summons for having an illegal substance on us.
Yeah, yeah.
The really strange thing is that we didn't get anything. No summons, no fine.
But
the worst part, Rob,
yeah,
that was the worst part.
He put all of our drugs and our pipes, our drugs, our weed and hash, into a bag.
Oh, yeah, Brad brought all his hash.
I brought all my hash. And he's like, so I'm going to let you guys go. And then he's like holding it in front of us. And I'm like, is he just going to give us the bag?
Yeah, we're all just like staring at it.
Like, and then he tosses the bag into the forest.
What?
Wow. It's like slow motion.
Let me repeat. He tossed the bag with all of my...
So he's littered, too?
He's littered! It was a non-biodegradable bag. I should have been like, does that mean you're going to give yourself a ticket for littering?
I hope you went back and got it.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. It's like,
I hope
it's
you
not confiscated.
Well, that was my initial thought. Like, all right, fine, I'm just going to... But they waited for us to leave.
Yeah.
So
we
know what
you
do
is
you left a shoe or something on the side of the road, and then you leave and then come back later and get it.
Circle
you never
back.
Had to chuck shit out of the
first
window
of
a car?
First of all, there was just like a drop. Like, we would need climbing gear to get down.
Yeah.
As we're outdoorsy.
Yeah, but on a...
Also, we just, like, got, like, a get-out-of-jail-free card. The last thing we're going to do is, like, let's go back and try to get caught again.
We're talking about you, though.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
No. My thought, I really, like... I mean, I had that moment of, like, oh, no, my hash.
For me, it was like, no.
Yeah.
It was all happening in slow motion.
And then we get back in the car, and I'm like, well, whatever. It's fine. You know, I got off scot-free. Then we're driving. It's like 10 minutes later, and then Noah goes, Rob, they got all your hash!
He threw the hash into a bear cage.
The best part was that they didn't find my weed or my one-hitter because I had it hidden in my purse, and they didn't search my extra pocket.
They searched your bra, but not your purse.
No, they didn't search my bra. I had to search my own bra.
Oh, okay.
But what if you had shit in there and it's like, nope, nothing?
Then I would have gotten away with it. It was their fault for not having a female there to frisk me.
Dummies.
Yeah. And there was, like, three cop cars. Because, like, these, like, it was two or three other guys that came after Rob. Two? Rob.
There was two and then a third guy came out.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Why did you get pulled over in the first place?
We looked suspicious.
What's suspicious?
They could do whatever they want.
We wore black. Frank has a big pot leaf.
Well,
no. But Frank actually said that his
his sister's friend lives there, and he gets pulled over all the time, and they pull over people that look suspicious because that highway is, like, the only way to get drugs from one part of the city to another, so it's, like, a very big
But didn't they need a reason to search your car, like, you know, taillight out or some kind of, like, bullshit?
Well, Frank admitted to it. That was the reason.
Well,
Frank,
I mean, if he wouldn't have...
Frank had to sign a piece of paper where he waived all his rights.
Wow.
Man, he just pushed the fuck out of
it. Actually, the Pantangler said in the chat, a bunch of Jews in the car. That's suspicious.
Yeah.
Frank is not Jewish.
He's not Jewish. He's not Jewish.
Yeah. But anyway, that's only the beginning of our story.
Yeah.
So then, whatever. We're past that. We finally get to the place, and it is an intense hike. Lots of uphill walking and all this stuff. And, awkward pause.
It was a lot of work. And Rob and I got sticks. And we were following the trail markers.
And Noah, what's it called? Noah was playing Opeth the whole time. And that was cool. But she started off with Mountain Men by Falconer.
Falconer. Because it reminded me of that song.
Just think of the SNL.
You have to cue to the part where they go, Mountain Men.
Hold on. I cannot do up to this. I'm playing audio, but it
sounds like that other song.
Oh, yeah, it does. But anyway, so then we're walking and climbing, and Bruno's totally kicking ass, too. We took Bruno. Did we mention that?
No.
No, you did.
Bruno is the reason why we got away from the cops.
What?
That's the way with the cops. What?
That's what Noah would like to believe. Noah was playing this while we were hiking, by the way. At the beginning of our trip.
Do you have speakers in your bag?
She has an iPhone.
Phone.
Oh, nice.
Hold on, here we go.
Wait, did you listen to this on your own? Like,
yes, she has it on her phone. Hold on, here it comes.
Yeah, what's with the wizard?
Hold on.
The game?
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Please double the point on the weed.
Here it comes. Anything.
I don't know, like, really, sitting around, you listen to this.
Yeah, on my way to work.
As the ogre found the sword inside of the pond, he pulled it out, and there was an elf, and there was a wizard, too.
Stop making fun of my
there
music.
There was a mermaid, and there was an elf.
I don't know what me did listen to.
That rhymes with what I was doing. I was kidding.
Yeah. So we're hiking. And then, like, you know, 5 hours in, 6 hours in, I don't know. We, you know, deep into the night, we're like, all right, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Who
how
is
do we
this
get
really?
Falconer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The band. Some called Mountain Men.
And we were Mountain Men on Sunday.
We were Mountain Men. A dog.
I'm glad that Frank told me that, oh, yeah, we'll totally be back by 5 in the afternoon. Were you guys midnight?
We were going to leave much earlier because of your dates.
Yeah.
See,
which I had to cancel on that for a couple of
Then see if it
got
anyway.
Wait a minute.
But,
we didn't finish our story.
Yeah, hold on. So we found this one trail. We were on this one trail with this other trail, then we found this other trail that would technically lead to the road, and we're like, fuck it, we'll just walk along the road to the parking lot.
Do you have a map?
But it was
but
like
it
really
was very
shitty.
Inaccurate.
Yeah. So we take this route, and we're like, all right, we're almost there, and it's good because it's getting really dark. It's like right around sunset. And then we just hit a side of a cliff.
Yeah, where we saw the road.
We saw the road, but we were like 200 feet in the air.
Yeah.
So we kind of... And it was weird because, like, you know, there are markers, like, you know, every few feet to let you know that you're still on the trail. And then we just ran out of markers. There was, like, no way to go other than, like, climb this cliff. So we're like, all right, what the fuck do we do now?
Yeah, at first we started climbing down the cliff, and then it got to a point where I was like, okay, we're definitely going to fall.
Yeah.
So we have to stop.
Right.
And it was already 7 o'clock at this point, and sunset was, like, at 7:20.
Yeah. So then what happens? Noah freaks out. She calls her dad. And then he's
good
to her.
He's good at calming me down.
Did he get the Israeli army to come?
That's what I was hoping.
But no, he gave her some really good advice, which we would have not gotten otherwise, which was, you know, call 911. Which was, like, crazy advice. I don't know how we didn't think of it. But
because we didn't want anything to do with cops that day after what happened to us in the morning.
Did cops show up?
No. Anyway, eventually we called a park ranger.
I was going to say we should have called 420.
No, we called the Mountie.
It would have came with more
weed. We called the Mountain Men. And the park ranger was like, all right, well, we're going to have to do the hike. We're going to have to drive over there and do the hike. And
try to find you.
Find you guys. And it was ridiculous. So then we were like, well, we're fucked. It's going to be a few hours. So then we walked back off the cliff.
Away from the edge.
Away from the edge. And we, like, found this little area. And then we all started to make a fire. Frank and I started collecting wood and stuff.
Wow.
And Frank used his Boy Scout skills and our lighters from our pipes, which were taken away from us.
Frank's very resourceful.
To start fire. And then, like, the whole thing was just, it almost turned into a game of trying to find more sticks to keep the fire going, because that was the only entertainment that we had at this point. It was dark as fuck. There weren't even any stars because it was a cloudy night.
Yeah.
And we were basically trapped on the side of a mountain for 3 hours.
So how did this happen? Like,
happen?
Yeah. You know, if you're taking the trail that you're supposed to be on,
right,
it just stopped?
Well, as we said, the map was very inaccurate. And
but, I mean, did the trail just stop?
Well, the
trail
called for you to climb down a cliff.
Yeah.
And it was, like, very narrow.
You needed climbing gear.
Yeah, like, all right, we can't do this. And it didn't really specify that on the map. It was
just a flat line.
There's no, like, depth on the map. It was a 2D map. Anyway, so then the guy that was supposed to rescue us, who we're on the phone with, he went the wrong way. And he went, like, a half hour in the wrong direction. And he was like, look, it might start raining soon, and if it starts raining, we're not going to do the hike. You might have to be spending the night. And we were like, what the fuck? We do not want to do this.
Yeah. He also asked us to, like, start walking back on the trail. So we're like, okay. So, you know, like, we start walking, and once we hit the area where the woods started, it was just pitch black, and we're like, okay, let's go back.
Yeah, there was no way to find trail markers at that point. So we could have just went off trail and been
even
more lost.
Yeah.
And then he finally found us, and he had flashlights, which we didn't bring because we assumed that
we
would have
been
far gone. Yeah, we would have been gone by then. And that was actually the main reason that we didn't, like, try to walk back any further, just because we just could not see anything. We were using our iPhones as flashlights.
That's like when we went to Sounds of the Underground. We had to walk, like, 9 miles in the dark down a highway.
Little.
Except you didn't feel like you would fall off a cliff.
Yeah, exactly. It was a straight line, pretty much, and where you were going. But then once the park rangers came, it actually became really fun.
It was fucking amazing.
It became like a video game.
I got to wear a flashlight on my head.
Wow. It's true.
Like a helmet with miner's helmet?
Yeah, it was just like a band with like a light on it.
Like for splunking.
With a miner.
And it was great. It was like a video game in the dark. And like the trail that we took back was actually a really fun trail of like hopping.
Yeah.
Jumping down. It was like all downhill.
But my legs are still aching.
Yeah. I couldn't bend my knee the next day.
I'm glad there's a happy ending, but I should point out that every time you do one of these like nature-related things, it's always like misery the next time I see you. It's like, oh, this happened.
What was another?
The desert one?
Well, the desert one was sick of playing.
That's true. It was more sick than you.
I was into it.
Yeah. All right, take it back.
We have a couple of callers.
Oh, we have some callers.
You want to comment?
Take the 646 first. You want to give the number out just in case?
646.
Our number is 646-929-1357. 646, you're on the air.
Hey, is this me?
This
yes.
is you.
Yeah.
Who are
hey,
you?
It's Frank.
What's your name?
Frank.
Yeah. Who's, wait, Frank who?
Frank Frank?
Yeah, Frank. God bless. Jesus.
Oh, it's Frank.
Frank from the story.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
The reason I'm calling, actually. Hello?
Yeah.
The reason I'm calling, actually, I just wanted to kind of clear up the whole pulling over thing. The reason is actually that he took me out of the car is because, as Sid mentioned, that I had my car broken into, and I didn't have my insurance or registration card on me in the car. So that's immediately why he pulled me out of the car and started questioning me. And then he was like, all right, you have no registration, no insurance, you have outstanding tickets, any kind of bullshit like that. And I actually do have some court appearances I have to make. And in combination of everything going on, he's like, well, I have reason to believe that you're hiding something from me, so I'm going to search the car. And we can take this the easy way or the hard way. You can tell me what you have in the car now, and there's a chance that your car won't be impounded, or I'm going to be able to find something regardless, and, you know, there's going to be consequences. So.
By the way, Frank, Mongoose Commander in the chat wants to know if this is your one phone call from jail.
It could have been, but I'm so glad that it's not. And actually, I was commenting on that later on, too, that I don't actually know anybody's phone number aside from my own. So even if I did have one phone call from jail, I wouldn't even know what to do with it.
Call yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
so. You would call yourself and change your voice to say, help, I'm in jail! Come get me!
That's not a bad idea.
I hate myself. I'm in jail right now. But wait, did I ever tell you why he pulled you over in the first place besides just looking suspicious?
No, not at all. But when I told my sister the story, she just said that, you know, they pull people over at random if for whatever fucking reason, you know, I have no idea. Maybe because I have like an old looking car that doesn't belong on the highway. I don't really know. But
in all fairness, it has a big pot leaf painted on the side of it. So
that Model T with the pot leaf on it does not belong on the highway.
You know, it does have a Decibel magazine a bumper sticker on it. So who knows? You know, could have been.
You're safe and
but, And the other reason that we got lost is we found out later on that there's, like, an alternate route for the blue trail that we were on, and we wound up taking the alternate, which led to the wrong place. We actually wound up on a completely different mountain than we started on.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So what should have been an 8-mile loop, we wound up hiking something like 14 miles for the entire day.
Wow. Jeez. Yeah. That's like more walking than I did all of last month.
You look really stout right now. Right? Like, it looks like you did a lot of some hard work on your body.
Oh, I did some hard work.
You should see what his legs look like now.
They look like the legs of a mountain man looking for elves and mermaids deep in the forest with Noah's dog. I found a bag of weed. He took a weed and threw it into a bear cage.
Bear cave. Well, Frank, first time. We're going to give him a CD from his church, Frank.
We'll send you a night with him, right?
Nice.
Picking up on you can hear a speaker.
We got a Dane box set.
Who else do we have?
We have 815.
815, on the line. Hey, where are you from?
Illinois.
Ew.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Talk.
Okay. I was trying to figure out whether I should listen to my headphones or the phone or not. So anyway.
Put it on.
Listen
to the phone.
You're on live now.
Okay, this is my first time calling, and I'm wondering why you don't talk about Lakatia Flame from Czechoslovakia at all.
I don't know what that is.
Is it the band?
Is that a dish? Czechoslovakian dish?
Does Czechoslovakia still exist? Isn't it the Czech Republic?
I don't think they
now?
Do. They don't. It's Czech Republic, but the former Czechoslovakia. No, they're from the current Czech Republic. That's right. But it's a Lakatia Flame. And
why would we just spontaneously?
Because I'm interested.
Well, then now
okay.
You're talking about
so
it.
You brought it up.
Don't ask us why we're not talking about it.
Yeah,
tell us
about it. Yeah.
What should we know about them?
What should the world know?
They're from Czechoslovakia, and they're maybe, they only released one record, and it's the most underrated thing I've ever heard.
What kind of
like,
music?
It's like the half. It's like a slightly more happier version of Nile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this does sound like a happy version of Nile.
A little bit Nile-ish.
I would say it's Nihil-esque.
I like that he says that it's the most underrated thing he's ever heard. Like, he just put it on instantly. Like, this sounds so underrated. I can tell nobody likes this.
All right, what is it? You want to really actually play this?
Sure.
What's her name again? Spell that out.
LYKATHEA.
Hold down.
Based. Okay. Can we start
again?
You
need 3 seconds. Google auto suggests. Works wonders. Their name is very SEO.
Yeah.
Pete the Destroyer saying it in the chat. He spelled it out.
We got it already. Look at the listeners working together.
They get us a band we never heard of.
It's my cock, the fog. The paint is loving.
What do they do?
Right.
That's just the loading music.
All right. Hold on. There you go.
Right, Acacia Flame on 97.1 INJ.
The Acacia Spring?
Na 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 na. You gotta keep them separated. Hey, how about that play?
You gotta keep them separated.
Are you doing my material now?
I delayed. But it just fell over down.
I don't see no more! Okay, are there any vocals in there?
Here they come. Maybe.
There's one. A little growl. That's the same, right? Ready? Just like, stop there.
Karen. What do we say? Do we thrash it or trash it?
We'll do an early one.
Okay.
I don't like the vocal. Who's going first?
Robert.
I'll thrash it. The vocals are kind of ass, but I like the music.
Okay. Me? Exactly the same opinion. I like the band. Vocals killed it. So the vocals are very important to me. I trash it.
See, I liked everything. Garbage to ethnic bullshit.
So, final answer.
Wow.
That's a no?
Thrash.
Oh, that's right.
Beginning part of it?
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
It just sounded too
the offspring part?
Messy.
Yeah.
And the offspring part, I've heard it before, obviously. But then once the vocals kicked in, I liked them. I liked the drumming on it.
Final answer?
So I thrashed.
Only good thing to come out of Czechoslovakia is a bowl of fucking goulash. Trash.
Oh,
okay. Well, goulash does come from Czechoslovakia.
No.
Right?
I think it's German.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Hungary?
Hungarian goulash, yeah.
Is it?
Yep. Well, you did get 3 thrashes out of 5, which is very hard to do on this show.
So, ah.
Yeah.
What's
your
name?
What's my name? It's Alice. And on the chat, I'm Mor Chutzpah.
Nice.
Well, what's your junkie name so Rob can give you a present for calling us?
Yeah, my junkie name is Mor Chutzpah.
I saw M-O-A-R on the
right.
Score.
Send me a private message to Rob Injection.
Okay.
I'll send you some presents and some dreidels. And merch.
Thank you very much. Keep it going. It's very good. This is the best live show on the internet.
Awesome.
There's some taped ones that have been.
Can we isolate him saying that and just keep playing it over and over?
Yeah. No, we'll do drops like a cheesy radio station. We'll like have different listeners saying great things, you know.
Yeah.
This is the best show. I jerk off to it all the time. It's awesome.
Yeah. 97.1.
Yeah.
Everyone should call in and do testimonials.
That's my line of work. Don't call it cheesy.
Aww. Aww.
That
is wow. Angry.
Wow. So, Ted, do you have a certificate for drop creation?
No. sadly.
It's not a commentary on your work in the field. It's just, that's what you're contributing to. You do a marvelous job at
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So goddamn
true. By the way, arroz con pollo destroyer. Sid works for Scott and Todd.
Aaron, you haven't been eating that as much.
I get on my little kicks of Spanish food, and then I get off of it. Sorry.
Just have
chicken
week?
And rice. I'll bring something Spanish to eat for you, just for you, next week.
Okay. What are you going to bring?
I'll think about it. But you deserve it.
Okay.
All right.
Metal FIFA
is in the chat, by the way.
Your gardener's gone.
Metal FIFA is just trolling. I suggest you bar him.
Can we talk about some more goulash?
Are we ban Metal FIFA?
No, leave Metal FIFA in there.
They've been requesting you to ban him.
Oh, really?
Music break, yeah.
You're a bad boy.
That's all right. He's banned.
We got a phone ball?
Maybe he'll make a video of himself being banned and post it on YouTube.
Well, how dare you ban me in the jet?
He's high-fiving with his friends now because we mentioned him again.
The ban hammer has been dropped.
He's just cursing out, like bands that people like. Red Gold Slugs.
It's funny now. It's like any time... Like, when we were on the highway, it was like, too late, merge ahead. I just laughed.
Merging driving, keep left. Fair left, two lane red cord merge. Yield.
Do you have another caller,
yes,
though?
We do.
Children grossing low.
We have 801.
Hey, guys. Deggers.
Hey.
Hey, Deggers. What's the dealio?
Hey, I got a question for you. I actually got a question for Sid. What's his opinion on the band Archers of Loaf?
I'm a big fan, actually, of Archers of Loaf.
I agree. I think they're really cool.
Yeah. Look at that. What's your favorite album?
You guys going on a date?
Sure.
Ask him what kind of flowers he wants.
Yeah.
You already asked.
Flower or corn?
Because you're not going to answer my question.
We have so much in common.
He's shy. Right.
You're being accused of hipsterism now in the chat.
Why who? Why?
Pizza Destroyer. He says that you're a hipster because you like Archers of Loaf.
Archers of Loaf haven't even been together in like 10 years. Before the current term hipster.
The current
really,
term hipster?
The current incarnation.
As opposed to the previous.
If you go to Williamsburg and ask everybody who Archers of Loaf is, maybe 1 out of 10 people will know.
I'd be shocked.
Do not shoot the messenger.
It's because the other 9 people are the Puerto Ricans that live there in the U.S., so it's not...
Touché.
But so this is it?
Wow.
What the hell is this?
Well, you got to ask them a good
Light
song.
Trash Heroes?
No. You got to go... Hold
deep cut. Get a deep cut.
Archers of Love.
Toast is my favorite song by them. There's a long instrumental part at the beginning before it actually...
Skip it.
Happens, but that's
instrumental.
Is
pretty
song.
Gay, right, Sean?
Incredibly.
It's no way.
Gayer than 8 dudes blowing 9 dudes. Instrumental.
With a solo.
Right?
Toast is their best song.
Right. You're listening to Little Arches of Loaf. This is Toast on 91.7 New Wave Metal Injection.
Wow, our radio station is jumping around.
We can talk over
it. Well, it's a different.
Yeah, yep, it.
A different. I got a BAM? All right, hold on.
And we got
standing too close to their amps.
Archers of Loaf will be playing the Injection Jingle Ball.
Coming your way.
No, but this is hipster music. I have to talk. I have to do it. This cool dude.
Injection Fest coming your way. That's it. What could be better than Toast?
Remember the phrase that pays. You heard it at the top of the hour. Even 912 calls.
Oh my God, Jenny says that she sang this song to be in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny's an Archers of Loaf fan?
She is?
Maybe that was Photo Africa.
You know what this sounds like? A bunch of instruments falling down a flight of stairs.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not, because basically the stuff you just resist is like a big kind of sound.
Why can't it be faster?
Why does it need
to be? Does this get more orderly when the vocals come on?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about...
Do they step away from their amps a little bit so there's less feedback?
What's wrong with feedback?
Mongoose?
Should go in at, like, the end of the song, not, like, in it
Why?
The whole time.
Why? What's the difference?
Can't there be, like, a feedback solo? Who would win in that, like, the solo or the feedback?
Come on, now the melody starting.
By the way, I'm going to go Archer or Loaf, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me pee first, please.
Do not go in there. I just arched the loaf. Oh, it's terrible.
Boring, boring.
Sorry that they're not
boring.
Singing about hunting elves. And
wait, that's the next song.
Some shit.
Yeah, play that number.
Well, they're archers, man.
Fair enough. So you cut it off before the really hard.
Yep.
There was no good part.
I don't see that there's much hope.
For once, I connect with a listener of our show on music. And
no, they like you. They always like your music. What are you talking about?
Converge.
No. Converge. Merge.
All right. Are you really going to play this terrible song?
Converge. Converge. Merge.
Yeah.
I like it. Converge.
Converge.
Play my song, Robert.
It's not loading.
What? What song?
Mountain
Man. Mountain Man?
Oh, that's over. So over,
Sean.
Is
it so over?
Actually, let's go to a music break and play that Mountain Man song.
Oh, no, to go to the music break, we should play the song parody that we just recorded.
Oh, we recorded a song parody?
Yes, indeed. We didn't mention it at all yet.
Okay.
Right? Is it ready to go?
Yes, I emailed it to both you and to Robert.
I was checking.
Taz Bonnie.
Okay, hold on a moment.
Are we taking the break now, though?
Sure.
I
do not love Collective Soul. I want to clarify that. Something in the chat room saying I love Collective Soul is better than Ezra. And I never for a second liked either of those shitty bands.
They also said, wait a minute, then why do you have the Collective Soul box set in your room?
There's a Collective Soul box set?
You got it free.
In your room.
Just tape their CDs together.
Remember you keep it under your pillow?
That's where you hide this cum rag.
Yeah.
Collective Soul box set.
Yeah,
the box set is his comrade.
CDs in there.
It's like, oh, look at here.
14 completed Sid babies in that box set.
Only 14, man? You gotta speed it up.
We only had it in a week.
Yeah.
They're accusing you of liking Candlebox, too.
It's not true. Never liked that band either.
But Gin Blossoms, on the other hand.
The corniest band I ever really liked was Live. When I was like 14. Or
no, I'll go on record. I like that first album.
Mental Jewelry?
No, I'm pretty sure
there was
a solo.
Yeah, that was the second record.
There was a solo on it, though, Sean. So
wait, was it called Mental Jewelry?
No,
I have that.
Mental Jewelry, you live that.
Yes.
Sean, you're a live poser. Sid was into them way before.
Yeah, it's true. He's OG. You're an OG live fan.
Go ahead.
I was like, you thought that was the first album?
Fucking pose.
Yeah.
By the way, Live is the number one least SEO band in history.
You know what's...
Or the band.
Yeah, the band.
The singer from Candlebox is now in a new band with Live. Like, all the guys from Live except the singer. So it's like Audio Slave, but with really shitty bands.
Or that Creed thing that happened after Creed.
Oh, what was that called?
Alter Bridge.
Yeah,
Rob loved that thing.
So awful. I hated Creed. I always hated Creed.
Oh,
Creed,
sure.
I remember your Creed t-shirt in high school.
I never had a Creed t-shirt. I hated them. I admit to liking Stain. I have no problem admitting I liked Korn. I liked Limp Bizkit. But I always hated Creed. Always. I thought it was like the biggest joke. Like, why not just go listen to Pearl Jam or Alice in Chains?
True.
Yeah.
Allison, I don't see the Pearl Jam, yeah. Allison Chains.
Yeah,
it's like Alter Bridge covered Mountain Men.
Yeah.
Mountain Men!
Yeah, there was definitely a little phase there with the Silver Chair and the Live second album.
I tried to get into Silver Chair, but I just...
what was that?
Toadies was there.
Toadies was, like, huge for a minute.
Dude, I love
Tripping
that
Daisy.
Toadies.
Were you a big Tripping Daisy fan?
Oh, shit, yeah. Plastic Firecracker?
Do you like Poe?
No.
Broad. No one likes broads.
I like Liz Phair.
What about L7? You like them?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
L7
is actually right.
Yeah. You would say that.
Yeah. L7 and the Slicks.
What about the one that sang
Criminal? Like 20 years before 07.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Fiona Apple?
Yeah.
Lonnie used to be in love with that.
I like one now.
He went to see her live.
Oh, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Was that the same night that you had a wet dream in his bed?
No. This was he went to see her in New York. The wet dream was in California.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you guys asked the caller if he ever jerked off in front of his friend, Pizza Destroyer, if he ever jerked off in front of...
Yeah. We did.
Pergola Destroyer or whatever. Do you guys do that?
That was the longest segue.
Sorry.
I
don't want to know. You know what
no,
she threw up for the thought she had 20 minutes ago? She's like, oh, yeah.
Two things off together. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
We were walking along the edge of a cliff. That was great.
I'm going to talk to you guys about Lost in
the
Woods.
Why did you guys ask that?
What's going on with music right
now? I want to know!
Oh, that means Sean has done it because he doesn't want to talk about it.
I haven't done it. Give me a break.
So, you know what? One thing I do want to talk about with Sean that I want to bring up that he hasn't mentioned on the show.
Uh-oh.
But Sean has signed up for an OKCupid profile.
He's been getting
a lot of play off of OKCupid, this guy. How could you not talk about this on the show?
You're about to ruin that play.
Look at how red she's turning.
Sean, you have hold on. Become Santa Claus. Do you have these bitches listening to the show? Is that why?
Some of them do.
Wow. Sorry, bitches. Sorry, Sean's OKCupid hookups. Hey, at least they're all 10.
Okay, everyone in the chat room is looking for you now on OKCupid.
What's your username?
Good luck trying to find me. Yeah, it's not my name, dummy.
What's your username?
His username is probably Magruder13. Charles Brockton. One word, Charles
Brockton. Find it, Rob.
So, Sean, let's talk about this. Now, what I want to know is, did you always have an OKCupid account, or did you sign up after we joked about it on the show?
Yeah, we definitely signed up after we joked.
Did you actually?
I need some fucking play.
Did you consider eHarmony first?
No, I gotta pay for that shit. OKCupid's free.
Did you actually get laid off of the site though?
Yes.
How many times?
At least a baker's dozen.
Did you see pictures?
Are you being joking for the show, or are you being serious?
No.
Oh wow.
So, I want to see now, pictures on air so we could give our opinions.
Well, it's not like it's a geek to geek. I'm sure the bras are normal.
Any good trim on there, or is it like?
Oh shit! Yeah. Well, that's the good thing about this site is that you can, you know, they flood you with messages, and then you be very selective.
The thing is, you take a bunch of survey questions about like your personality.
Oh, so you've investigated this?
I have an OKCupid profile.
Oh, what?
What?
No, wait, this is bigger news than me, man. Are you
Why?
Because I get laid.
So the problem is, well, I haven't, no, I'm very passive with it. Like, I signed up, and I'm like, filling out a profile.
You just do it.
So
dude.
Much work.
Do it.
Yeah,
so then, like,
you should spend some time on the computer. You hate doing that.
So then I'm, like, very, very slow with it. But,
Wait, Arroz Compoyo Destroyer says that Sean also has a profile on J-Date.
I think he only has a, he thought it was OKCupid, but it's J-Date. He's just banging the Hasidic bros.
It's just me from the profile, so you get my huge schnoz.
There are no ginger Jews, that's the thing. So, Sean, like, teach me. How does it work? How do you do it? What's the trick?
Well, I think it's all...
Well, first of all, let's just explain how it works. We kind of went off on a tangent.
Well, you get on there and...
You take survey questions like, how do you feel about kids? Like,
you don't have to do that.
I want
to
kill them.
Yeah.
But that's how you get matched up with people.
Right,
that
but
you
can
like,
skip, like, the serious questions. There's, like, other ones that's just, you know, like... Just
right, yeah, it's a random question, and then you answer how you feel about it. And then you say what answers you would accept from a mate and how important the question is to you.
Okay.
And then it forms a whole algorithm, and it tells you, like, who your best match in your area is.
Well, they rate you on three things. There's if they're a match, like, chemistry-wise, if they'd just be a friend, or if they'd be an enemy.
I want to fuck the enemy.
Yeah, I want to go on a big tangent of just meeting the enemy.
What's the point of that?
That's the best
check. No, you wouldn't get along with each other, so fuck off.
Yeah, and then on their profile, you could see what questions you answered differently and stuff.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. But, Sean? Okay, so you sign up, put the photos up. They also nix the whole bullshit of, like, the questions that it asks you to fill out, like, paragraph-wise, that people get to know you, are pretty, like, simple shit. Like, what are you doing what do you typically do on a Friday night? What do you do, like, you know, what kind of books, movies?
So did you write drink beer in the shower?
Yeah.
That's all I jerk off?
Yeah.
That's one of the things you can't live without.
It's true. Shower beers. But, so it's not shit that, like, would alienate people. They can really just get, like, a simple, general, like, do I want to get a beer with this person or no kind of thing. You're not, like, writing, like, I'm a fucking Catholic and I'm fucking crazy about it and shit. You know, just, like,
well, what if that is what you are, though?
Well, you'll figure that out over beer.
There's a survey question about how seriously you take religion and all that.
And then you put, like, you know, I am very serious. Do you care about, like, is the other person serious? Yes, no. You know, so that's how it gets that little algorithm. But the coolest thing is the quick match. It's basically...
It's like chat roulette.
Yeah, 110%. And they give you each person's profile, and it's the saddest thing in the world. You just rate them on stars, and it lets them know if you give them a 4 or 5. So I'm just like, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 5.
Yeah.
And they'll know, and they'll be like, hey, looks like we both think we're 5s. So we should hang out. And then you don't respond, and then they just crush their whole.
Right, but how do you get to trim though? How do you get?
Oh,
that?
You just talk to them like two messages and tell them to go get a beer.
Good. Okay, so now you're on the date.
You say, hey, do you like getting a beer? Let's go back to my place. Let's watch a DVD.
So you're watching the DVD.
No, that's code. That's code for once you're in the doorway, you start fucking...
Wait, so you never even put the DVD on?
Well, you might put it in the tray and get to the actual DVD
Which
menu.
DVD? Do you have a stock one that you go to every time?
Devil's Rejects.
Okay.
That's how you sex those bitches up.
I scare them first,
right?
Scare them into your arms.
It is a pretty... It's funny because I remember I was like, oh no, that movie's hilarious.
You're giving away all my fucking secrets now, man.
Well,
there's a lot of young men in the chat room.
First
and
of all,
Rob.
If anybody that you dated is listening to the show right now, that bitch is way too clingy. And you should dump her anyway, because that's just going to lead to problems. So I'm just, in a way, I'm helping you out.
And you're teaching people.
And okay. You're teaching the livecast listeners.
Yes.
How to do
and,
it.
And okay, livecast listeners, if you want to actually get banged, not have bone.
I don't know if the guys just want to get banged.
No, anyway, if you want to push your genitalia into someone else's genitalia,
the easiest
way to do it is just be what that girl wants you to be. Banger, and then never talk to her again. If she wants you to be a bad boy, if she wants you to be smart, if she wants you to be funny, if she wants you to like whatever bullshit, like epic metal music she likes, just do it for that night.
So,
love the shit out of that stuff and fucking nail it. And
now,
remark sort of resembles Noah.
Yeah.
Let's backtrack. Just
I'm just saying, chat room, if you guys want to bang Noah, that's probably
just say you like Falconer.
Right. Say you like Falconer and
remember all the lyrics to Mountain Men and then recite them to Noah.
Yeah.
Mountain
Men. Out of my window,
yep.
Holding a boombox.
Like John Cusack.
Right. But make sure you have hair, too.
Long hair.
So wait, Sean, so like you look up their profiles, you're saying, and you see what they're into, and then do you do research about
them? Well, I mean, 50% of the time, I don't give a shit what they're into, if they're really attractive. Because if you just wanted it, if it's just like a love them or leave them situation. But then there's some that I hope aren't listening because they're actually some rad broads that I like some repeat performances.
Well, see, if they are listening, you'd be like, see, you were one of those.
Yeah.
You were one of the rad broads I was talking about.
I think highly of you.
No, I want to talk about this faking it stuff that you're talking
about.
Sure,
yes, please.
So, like, could you give me, like, a specific example of a situation you were in when you were doing that?
Rob has his trapper keeper out.
I'm taking mental notes right now.
But wait. If he's going to give us a specific example, I'd like for him to bring up that girl's profile first so we can see who he did this to as he's telling us what he did.
Well, not all right.
He's a break.
Yeah.
We'll see. But it usually runs, like, I wouldn't do that shit in the messaging process, like the anonymous phase, you know, of like just the writing back and forth together.
Right.
You got to do it when
that's
you
just like, oh, hey, you're cool. Let's hang out.
Right.
You've been banging any issues?
Usually they write you and say, ooh, I like, you know, I've never heard of any of the bands you like, you know, which is so many dumb girls opening lines. Like,
oh, you have such good taste in movies, but I've never heard of any of the bands you like. And then you go,
you just add Lady Gaga to your list. And then everybody's like, oh, my gosh. We're the same favorite band.
Or what's a Chicago style hot dog, blah?
I'll show you.
Chicago style hot dog, blah.
No, there was the one girl that her opening line was that she wanted to pee on the pinup girl tattoo on my arm.
Oh! Come on over. Skip the date. Just come over and watch the DVD.
I wrote back to it. She never wrote back again.
Bitch.
I must have said something wrong in my reply, but.
So No. It's okay. So you don't do any. You're as cordial as possible.
In that feeding process, you sort of just, you know, keep it really simple until they, you know, they say like, okay, we should get a drink, because that is, no one likes the whole pen pal bullshit. So you figure it out if you take the person on the drink. You get out there on the drink, and that's when you feel them. If they're giving you a conversation where it's like, you know, all really intelligent, they're kind of hipstery, and they're from, you know, from Portland, Oregon, or some bullshit like that, then you give them what they want.
So you're saying you transform yourself from Sean Gresson's HXC dude to Sean Gresson's hipster. Hipster bro.
Decepticon.
If you got to be a hipster, if you got to be fucking, you know, some kind of, yeah.
Do you have an Atari shirt?
Wow, dude. I believe that. So basically, what you're telling me.
It's only for the 50% that you just want to bang.
Like, so for the girls that you want to bang, you become a poser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will go on record and say, I have posed to get to Snatter.
For sex.
Hey,
it's understandable.
Wait, but what kind of lingerie were you wearing when you posed?
I got a question.
It was actually crotchless, and it was a fruit roll-up.
Have you ever gotten there and the bitch was just like heinous?
No, because you got the photos.
So
well,
what?
Actually, no, there was one.
Just angled.
It was all. I realize now I'll only meet up with a girl if she has like at least waist up shots, because that broad is just collarbones up. And but she was also like a weird stalkerish kind of broad too. She's
probably listening right now.
I know, probably. She texted me like, "I'm in the city right now." I'm like, great. Let's meet up. Then I'm like, we had no plan. Yeah, it basically was like, I'm like, oh, I got 10 blocks away from you.
I'm on your floor.
I walked up.
The calls are coming from inside the house. Yeah.
Chick was like 6'4", tall and round, but like the cutest face, like from collarbones up, really gorgeous girl, which is like this big pear-shaped woman. And you're just like, oh. I was like, well, I got to get to a coworker birthday party. That's my go-to.
So did you stay for a drink with her? Have a little conversation?
No. Talked on the sidewalk and I bitched the fuck out of there.
Did she tell her about the show?
Wait.
So did you plan to meet up with her?
No, that's the thing. She was a stalker's brother. Just texted. I'm
I see.
Why did she have your phone number?
Because I thought that we'd eventually hang out. She actually was really intelligent and, was kind of cute.
Clearly not intelligent
but
enough.
But a fug.
No, not at all. But a fuggo.
Hey, by the way, the chat is discussing that this is Rip by Deception, which I...
It's true.
Which is not a bit... I believe then that is the episode title so far.
Rip by Deception.
Sean, Rapist by Deception.
Rape by Deception.
Deceptive like Raper.
Because he transforms.
Do we have any callers now?
Sean is Starscream. Maybe some callers have some questions for Sean on how to pick up chicks on OK.
I can let you know, man.
260.
I get slapped like it's nobody's business.
By the way, his username on OKCupid is Megatron. I come up.
260. You're
on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, it's Luke.
Hey, Luke. Lucas, did you find my OKCupid profile?
Yeah. Someone claimed they did.
Yeah. Did they?
Yeah.
Lucas.
Charles Johnson.
Is that really?
No.
What's up, Luke?
Nothing at all.
So why are you calling in? Did you just want to listen on the line?
Because I haven't in a while, and I just thought I would. I'm bored.
Great. Thanks a lot for calling in, Lucas.
Are you listening to the show?
Yeah.
Then how the fuck are you bored?
We're just talking about that. Why are you trying to bore everyone else? Do you have any questions for Sean on how to pick up the ladies on OKCupid?
Yeah, this is where we're
at. I don't think he needs any.
No, or just in general, just how to get laid, man.
How are you doing, Eric? Give him some advice, Sean.
I don't know what the
fuck this guy is going to give you tips?
I think this is the stupid, like, to ask Sean for advice on how to get laid on OKCupid is the stupidest fucking thing. Sean's a good-looking dude. It doesn't matter
but
what
that's
he does.
What I said. Not OKCupid. I said, if you guys want to know how to get laid, we can have a little class right now.
No. Let's go on OKCupid.
Your advice doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's an internet.
It's like if some dude's dad owns a fucking hedge fund, and the dude gets, like, vice president of it or whatever, and people are like, how did you make it in the business world? It's like, he didn't make it. He got it handed to him.
Jeanette,
what are you trying to say?
That you were born good-looking.
Oh, get
it
the
was
fuck
handed
out of
you.
I'm a solid six.
He's beautiful.
I wouldn't say beautiful. He's ruggedly handsome.
I think Sid is more attractive than I am.
That's a crock.
Your boyish charms are way more attractive.
My boyish charms
are my guys in the part where you're gay.
Wow.
Sean and Sid are so gay for each other. They're going to have to fucking go in the other room right now. Like, this guy doesn't need to give out advice. I'm gorgeous. No, I'm not. I'm not as stunning as you. You're stunning. No, you're stunning.
So I'm going to have to take my shirt and pants off right now.
That's it. We have to take you in the other room and fuck you all right now.
Notice these underwear are really binding me up right now.
I finally got to the part where I'm gay. For you, Sid.
All right. That's fine.
Oh, my God, I need a cigarette.
Yeah, let's take a music break and come back to Sean teaches how to get fucked.
All right, we want to see Sean's OKCupid profile. So we're going to move things along to a music break. We're going to start out with a new parody that...
What the fuck was that?
My computer.
That's Lucas. I'm hanging up on you.
Hang up on
He's really excited.
starting with a new parody, and then we're going to move on to a Pantera track, because they just released the 25th anniversary of the Cowboys from Hell CD, and we're doing a giveaway on the site.
Was it the cello one or the violin one?
No, we're playing an actual song.
So can I...
But
am
before
I eligible to win?
No. Before we play the Pantera, we have... Darren, why don't you tell us what we're about to listen to?
This is the Iron Sheik featuring Rihanna on Metal Injection Radio.
Just gonna stand there and watch me learn. That's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. That's alright.
No. Let's see what happened.
Okay.
We played the wrong version of the song.
Stand by.
This will all be edited for the archive. But
yeah.
For our live listeners, just please be a few seconds patient while we grab the correct song. Thanks a lot.
That's okay.
Hello. This is what happens when things are live.
Hi.
We're doing it live.
You fucking
suck.
Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. That's alright, cause I love the way you lie.
Bullshit!
Love the way you lie.
You remember finding the guy to the beat, wrestling with the priest. His name was Brian Blair, no shit cleaning. Makes you so afraid you don't think. Fast and make it humble. You always fuck about it now. Since you have to bag a bad start, now you wanna take them down. Cause it's such a crazy error on a punch. Insecurity style, drive a camel crush and throw them down. Send them to take off the chunks and start to fuck them in the ass. Even said they couldn't stole your coat. Cut your phone, he didn't even give you half. Didn't give you nothing but a gram. That was bullshit. Now he has a job. Just because he's blowing all cloaking the spots in. Bet you wouldn't make him pay. See him at the indie show. But he always runs away and it makes you sad. Not your sister ass crying like a lady is nothing but a cheeky baby.
Just gotta
Huck, I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. And I said that your daughter was a tranny. Drag queen, rubbed her down with lotion and you fucked her. She was just 15, looks like you would make a better dress. Okay, that's me, my bad. I was high, I'm messing with his feet. Maybe I should not have slapped you with my cocking MSG. Maybe that's what happens when it's California meets an aisle ring. And all I know is when I see the view. It feels amazing. Come on, Huck, don't wanna fight, brother, let's stop. Why you wanna beat me in the place and do a leg drop? Chuck me to my rest stop. Wind up in a cell block. Listen to me rambling on this coach up in X-Block. Next time, I won't make your son stop. I apologize even to your husky wife. Okay, I can't do this. I am not sorry, Hogan. You're a punk. If you ever try to fuck with me again.
I can break his fucking back. Break his back, make him humble, and then fuck his ass.
Just gonna.
No, no, no. I am not his motherfucker. I am the fucking bullshit. Bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
Love the way you die.
Fucking bullshit. You fucking suck. I'm not gonna talk anymore, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. know what you people are doing over there with your sex parties, poker games, and whiskey binges. I haven't seen Chuck in 3 days. But if you see him, tell him the kids and I have moved in with my mother. And now, it's the Metal Injection live cast.
That's Chelsea. That's Chuck's wife. Chuck has so many problems with his life. He doesn't know what week we're on. He doesn't do it. What's going on with him?
He knows what week we're on. He just doesn't know when our guests are on.
He's a fucked up guy.
This we know.
Oh, brother.
Rob, could we play the Larry King audio? That's
oh, yes.
Please.
Oh, God. Oh.
Because it's the best thing in the world, and we forgot to play it last week.
Well, Larry King, famed media douchebag.
Interviewer.
From CNN. He was on another douchebag show, Ryan Seacrest of American Idol fame. And for some reason, they thought it would be a good idea to do a duet of Lady Gaga's Poker Face.
But what was the... Well, why were they doing it? Was there a reason?
You're just a wacky bit for the radio.
Because we're on the radio!
Let's make Larry King sing a song he's never heard.
Honk, honk!
Yeah. And it seriously is the creepiest thing ever. It started out with Ryan Seacrest singing, and then it moved to Larry King singing. See if you can figure out when that happens.
Here we go.
Can't read my poker face. She's got me like nobody. Can't read my. No, he can't read on my poker face. She's got me like nobody.
Poker face. Poker face. Poker face. Poker face.
So you freestyle. It's like a William Shatner.
I like it. That's what
it's got official para mi Toyota.
I'll play you what he's really trying to.
Uh-oh.
It's right in the beginning.
I like when Christopher Walken did the poker face.
That's the new thing we play with someone's making no fucking sense at all.
I want to get back.
There should be a ringtone, Sid.
A 2-minute loop of that with the live cast After Dark music underneath it.
Darn it.
All right. Stand by.
This is romance to me.
Mama. Sean's taking his dick out of his pants.
This is after the bar meeting after OK Cuban.
This is really what my coitus sounds like.
Please get the mental image of Larry King eating a broad out.
Larry King's on fire! Get it!
We got Uma, Mama, yeah. Got Mama, Metallica. Uma, Mama, Metallica.
Mama.
Hello, Larry.
Mama.
Oh my God. What does this mean doing this for the rest of the show?
Mama.
This is like the best Burzum album ever.
You're just tuning in.
We should make the Mama the episode title.
That SEO. That's a good way to kill 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh my face hurts.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep that drop.
Well, thank you, Larry King and Toyota, for that.
I want some of our callers to talk to Larry King.
Okay, 781.
Well, Larry King or dating advice from the team?
Or from Larry King.
After this call. After this
He's
call.
Been married like 17 times.
We're doing Thrasher.
781.
Yeah.
Oh, hello? It's Pizza. I want to be the first in for Thrash It or Trash It.
Okay, I'll put you back on hold.
Where's Thrash It or
Trash It?
Should we just do Thrash It or Trash It?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll leave him on
Wait,
hold.
Should we see what the next caller was?
Sure.
Mama.
801.
I was going to suggest the Thrash It or Trash It band as well. And hi, Sid.
Hey.
Where's Brass? Larry wanted to get on a theme song. They don't get it before I do? Bullshit. You have to make a meme. Mooma, mama, moomo.
I'm going to work on my viral business after the show.
Isn't that what OKCupid's for?
Yeah, sure.
Hey-o.
Oh.
Your virus. Get
That's
it?
Good. Thank you.
Well, before we get to any of the callers, Thrash or Trash It, I got a private message requesting a Thrash or Trash.
We have a lot of calls.
I've got one, too.
Great.
A band called Knife the Puppets.
Okay.
One second, I have to...
Did Iron Sheik have a band also like that called Fock the Puppets?
Yeah, I actually remember it.
You players.
There it is.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, good.
All right, well, they're death metal, grindcore, and hardcore.
Before you do that, can I just... Oh, I can't do that. Never mind.
What?
I was going to play that with Larry talking over it.
We can do it. Just play the sheet.
All right, go ahead.
It works.
It makes everything better.
Next time we're interviewing a band, we just need to bust out that drop at random parts of the interview without even, like, and totally non-sell it, like,
yeah,
act like we're not even hearing it. Like,
yeah.
No, that must be on your end.
Yeah, what? I don't know what's going on there. What's going on?
Mamma.
Yeah. All right. So let's play the title track, the band title track, Knife the Puppets, Knife the Puppets.
Oh boy.
This is Joe.
Sean loves it.
Sean, are you in this thing?
Stupid.
Who said
that? Is this that kid's sister who he makes her
kill,
like,
they also have a kill them all. I can't take this. I can't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's too much.
I don't think we should even read that.
That is
just immediate threat. Trash. Yes.
Okay, let's
this is a private message.
We have some calls. All
right, what do we got?
Okay, let's take 801 again.
801, you're on the air.
All right, guys, I got to say, listen on the phone, I don't think my ear's been this violated since I've listened to a Ron Artest song. But anyway.
You're welcome.
The MySpace of the band I'm going to suggest to you is myspace.com/massacaripunk. That's MASSAKARI.
We're kind of high.
I got it. MASAKARI.
And I play the song Rapid Dominance.
I've been drinking.
Who's been drinking?
I've been drinking all day.
Thanks for announcing it. What do you mean?
You have a problem.
I'm so drunk right now.
I've actually had a big kick of going home during lunch and having a beer.
I just got in 20 minutes ago. I'm so drunk.
Sean, you may be developing a problem.
Well,
he's going to start flashing his boobies.
Yeah. You take a shower, beer shower, a shower beer?
I do a shower beer in the morning, and then I walk home during lunch at work, and I have a beer on my fire escape, and I go back to work.
Okay, having a beer is not going to make you drunk.
That's your lunch?
I don't remember the last time I was drunk. Yeah, I know, I lost you. I got leftovers there. I'll pick some up on the way. So I'll sit at home and watch TV. And
leftover beer?
Yeah, leftover beers.
He was as he was saying that, you were reaching around the two Guinness bottles right in front of you to grab the mic.
All right, what track should we play from Massacari?
Rapid Dominance.
All right. That's what Sean does to girls he meets on OKCupid.
Yeah. That's actually the internet service I have. It's my cable provider. Yeah. Let's hear this one.
Yes, Ron.
Joe, don't stop a rocket. Joe, dig it, change.
Wait, there's change on the floor? I'll be right back.
That was the shoe house.
I like this a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, can I mega thrash?
The need you to not fuck up.
The vocals aren't the best. But
don't give it away yet.
It's more of a solo, and it changes up quite a bit near the end.
Wait, that's a solo? Uh-oh, Sean's out.
Yeah, I know, Sean's out. It's not much of a solo. In fact, it's just like an extended riff, basically.
An extended riff?
Oh, I can get that one extended riff.
Just want to remind everybody, if you send us something that all five of us thrash, you can win a prize. Which rarely ever happens.
Hey, wait.
Or just call us, you'll win a prize.
That's it.
Wait, did you guys say all thrash it?
Yeah.
Get a prize deal.
Yeah.
Why, are we running out of stuff?
My shirt.
No,
it's just nothing special.
Yeah. We're over that. We
get that swashbuckle CD.
But while we have this business meeting, let's figure out if we thrash or trash the band.
Okay, who's first?
Sid, you wanted to go, so I'll go first.
I thrash it. The vocals weren't the best, but the music was quite good.
Mm-hmm. I, too, thrash it. I enjoyed it, and I thought it it sort of reminded me of Doomriders. The music, not the vocals.
I also like the band a lot, and I do like the vocals also. That's the kind of growling that I can put up with. I like from a lot.
It's more like yelling than growling.
Yeah, it was on the better side of growling.
All right, so I will also thrash it.
I have no complaints.
I
will thrash it.
Just checking, because that could, go either way.
I really liked the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they sounded nothing like Doom Rider's music line.
Oh, shit!
And it sounded like stuff that I've already heard before. It was not original at all.
Not impressed.
Who did it sound like? If not Doom
Falconer?
Rider.
Did it sound like
it
that?
It sounded just like I probably would have liked it if it sounded like Falconer.
Okay.
It sounds like bands that I don't listen to, which is why I trash it.
But if you don't listen to them, how do you know what they sound like?
Because they all sound the same to me.
Why? But you don't listen to them.
But that's the same way you feel like.
How have you heard them if you didn't listen?
Maybe she
because
them
I've sampled it.
So you have listened to them.
Well, you were close caller, but no cigar.
Okay, all right. I got one last thing. Since I got stuffed out of a prize, can I get one thing? Can I get a little Michael Jackson, You My Nigga, to Larry King?
We just did that.
The runner.
I don't think you're allowed to say that word, sir.
Well, I guess that I couldn't hear it through the phone. Anyway, thank you.
He said it with an E-R, not with an A.
Yeah, you have to say it with an A. That's the rule.
But don't say it again at all.
We're going to teach him how to say it.
Well, come on.
Racial slurs.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Sean is very hyperactively recommending something from the chat, which is called Walrus Warlust.
I like the name.
A grind band. MySpace.com/Walrus.
My ADHD's kicking
from
in.
From Mongoose Commandor.
Right.
The logo is hilarious.
Let's see.
Show us.
I'm not on a computer.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a walrus skeleton.
Cute.
Yeah,
but like done in MS Paint.
Wait, is there a bucket? Picture of a bucket?
Look at their default photo.
Oh,
the walrus.
That's so cute.
Is that their album cover?
I fucking want to fillet those tusks.
So beautiful a walrus or I hate polar bears? Which one?
I'm going to say I hate polar bears.
Really, I like those.
I like the walrus one.
Well,
walrus.
One of them is 32 seconds, one of them is 1 minute.
Let's get the minute one.
Yeah, do the 1 minute so Noah likes it.
Yeah.
The mother struggles mightily to her calf's defense. If there's nothing she can do to save the young walrus. Panic ripples through the herd, sending mothers and calves tumbling into the sea. The herd watches from the water, safe in the knowledge that the bear will not attack them here.
Sean is requested for you, so you can
show what you say.
I did not enjoy the drums, but I did like the vocals and guitar.
Final answer.
Thrash.
Okay.
Ultimately, there were no solos, so he thrashed.
No.
It was so bad that I actually enjoyed it.
What? Ironically.
You got to explain that.
Like Snakes on a Plane, but music?
Yes. Exactly like that.
Okay.
Shit.
The recording quality just annoyed me, so I'm going to trash it.
I enjoy noise. I enjoy it when it's done tastefully or so untastefully that it's then back over to tasteful. But this was just bad. I trash it.
I'm glad I go last on this because it's horrible. My ears are bleeding. It sounds like it was recorded inside of a tin can.
Yeah,
I definitely got a St. Anger vibe.
No, it was in the walrus's bucket.
The production is awful. I don't even mind that kind of music, but just the production of this is awful. I'll give them a couple of points.
So the Walrus stuff, that was pretty funny. The
logo.
Schtick
is good.
The schtick is very good, but it's not enough to say the music is horrible.
And I bet they recorded it that way on purpose.
Well,
that's
something you
know, like, yeah, this is really Metallica. This is a Metallica side project.
This is Bob Rock. Is just,
Do you have any more callers, Noah?
We have full line.
Nope.
Oh, then let's not get to the callers.
Josh, and who do we got? We got a new caller?
509.
509, all right. Name. Location.
Go.
ASL.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
All right. Who is this? And where are you from?
It's Dakota, and I want to request a band that it's definitely fresh, but... What?
Dakota. Where are you from?
Dakota.
Washington.
What's up, Dakota from Washington?
There's a band that you need to check out. It's really trash-worthy, but something that's just worth hearing for how bad it is.
It's trash-worthy? So you're giving us a band that we're going to trash.
You're opting out of the prize.
Maybe he's using reverse psychology on us.
By the way, Grindcore Luigi 64 says, tell Dakota to get the pistol out of his mouth.
Wait, I thought his name was Dick Oder.
Yeah, Dick Oder.
Dick Oder?
Dick
Oder. No.
Just kidding, Dakota. I'm just kidding.
Kidding, Dick Oder.
Okay, so what's the name of his
what
band?
What is it? MySpace.com/...
They don't have anything on their MySpace, but they have some stuff on YouTube.
Okay, all right. YouTube. What am I searching for?
I hate your math teacher.
I hate your math teacher.
All right. I like that.
It's Silverstein. I didn't like her either. Hate.
No results for I hate your math teacher.
Try I ate your math teacher.
Maybe it's H with an H.
Oh, yeah, I ate your math.
FK8 forever.
What song? Ejaculate Ringworms?
That one.
Slowly Rotting Porn Collection?
Okay. No, Ejaculation always.
Or the Cattle Rage. Mm. All right, Ejaculate
or Ringworms.
Ringworm.
It sounds like it's just going to be a funny song.
Cybergrind.
And nothing. No
Cybergrind, I hate it.
Sorry, I had a burp. I had a little gas. Oh, it's the song.
No, it's the song.
Can we hear this with the Larry King Mega Mix?
It sounds like my intestines after I eat chili.
Let's hear it.
Oh, let's not.
Slowly rotting.
Yeah.
Why did they get to have two songs played when they're the worst one so far?
Exactly. Oh, this is what I kind of said. Really?
Grindcore Luigi said, is this like an Earthworm Jim guttural slam bang?
All right, so do we all agree that we thrash this?
Yeah, I don't think we need to.
Yeah.
Thrash? Really?
No, trash, man.
kidding.
I hate every kind of electronic cyber grind.
It was so bad, but it was just bad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dakota.
I've got one.
No, we still have callers.
Fuck the callers.
Some new callers.
Fuck
the callers.
956.
956, what's your name? Where are you from?
Efren.
What is it?
Efren.
Efren, you're not a new caller. But all right.
What, am I supposed to memorize his phone number?
Yeah, yes.
Sorry.
What do you got for us, Efren?
Go to myspace.com/rattlehead.
Slash what?
Rattlehead.
Rattlehead.
Is there an HTTP before that?
No.
No,
2010, we're over that shit.
Rattlehead. Negative bad.
Is this in a news group?
This looks like a actual band. They're unsigned. All right.
They're unsigned.
What track should we play from them, Efren?
Walk with the Dead.
Walk with the Dead?
Yeah.
All right, this is metal thrash progressive, so Sean already hates it.
That's all I need to hear, man.
Wait, but thrash, see, it's weird, because you like thrash.
Oh, sorry.
You love thrash, but hate progressive.
True. That is a true story.
What's going to happen? How will Sean react? Find out
thrash?
For exactly 2 seconds.
Isn't thrash composed of, like, solos and shit now?
No.
I mean, what kind of thrash are
you talking about?
I think it'd be more crossover.
More like DRI and shit.
Oh, okay. I guess you could just consider that. Hardcore. Wouldn't that be hardcore?
I mean, it's like a 50-50 hardcore and metal, you know.
See,
okay,
early COC?
Walk with the Dead. All right.
That's not so good.
They're all like thrash and progress.
There's only been one hardcore.
I know exactly what's going to happen next.
It's not really fast
enough. It's like a thrashy riff, though. There you go. So
far,
I'm creating good breath.
Song of breath.
Both right.
Oh, this is like a blatant anthrax.
Yeah. Is this song about a comic book?
I'm actually reading Walking Dead right now.
All right.
Come to Mars!
What do we say?
I say...
Uh-oh. How's the solo, Noah? Predictable?
Well, that sums up my opinion on this. I feel very paint by numbers, and it's not bad. It's good, well-produced, good musicianship, but it's very boring. And I've heard this a billion times before. It's like, I'm going to say it's one notch over average, so I'll give it a thrash, but very unenthusiastic.
Okay. All right, Sean.
I love that it invokes, like, you know, when those, like, 80s movie when everyone jumps in their car and they're having a party night and they're driving right there.
Like James Bond.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
James.
You know. But it's just high
top Reeboks.
Yes, big time. You know, like, convertible down, chicks with their shirts tied in front, you know? That kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, chicks that look like your mom.
Yeah.
But really
yeah.
From OKCupid.
Ooh. I actually, all the chicks I meet on OKCupid look like my mom. I don't know, it's a thing or something.
Is that like a thing that they could do, like a matchup?
Yes.
Like
I put
your
photo.
Face and does like a face recognition.
Like HP recognition.
It's
not enough to make me.
Wait, wait, wait. So you're saying all the girls that okay, you could look like your.
No, the ones that I've.
Mama!
I see what you did there.
Nowhere.
I think that I would like it if I was drunk.
Are you drunk now?
So, no.
So do you thrash or trash?
Oh, I don't know, because I know that I would like it if I was drunk, so I guess I'll thrash it.
That's a thrash. There's a possibility.
There's
that
a possibility
like
that I would like it.
That is a thrash.
Go ahead, Sid. In 30 seconds, we were able to name like a half dozen bands that they were ripping off. It's just too derivative, so I trash it.
I agree with what you're saying, Sid. It is very derivative. But at the same time, I can also agree with what Noah is saying. Like, the thing I was thinking of was if I was, like, in a bar, and I was there to see my friend's band, Frank's band, and...
That's your only friend, isn't it?
That's my only friend in a band that I go to show.
He plays with crap like...
he plays... Like, when I go to see his band, they play... It's, like, always a crapshoot. It's either going to be, like, someone cool or, like, the worst shitty band. So if this band... was a band that was, like, playing a local show that I was, you know, attending.
Yes.
I would be like, hey, all right, I'd rather listen to this than some other crap. So, on that barometer...
You sound like Exit to Eternity.
Oh, then I trash it. Oh. Now that you mention it.
That's a very local joke. Yeah.
So, that's that. Thank you, Efren.
Oh, I already hung up on him.
Good.
Oh, well then, let's continue.
Let's take Pete the Destroyer.
Can we take someone that has never called before?
Trash it.
No. Nope. Me.
Am I on?
You've called them before.
Yes.
All
right, Pete the Destroyer.
Pete the Destroyer, before you give us your band, give us a thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
He's like a parrot, man. He's a
we have to add that into our trash it. What? All right. What do you got for us?
Okay. myspace.com/xAnnabelleX.
How do you spell Annabelle?
A-N-N-A-B-E-L-L-E space. No space, excuse me. So B-E-L-L-E-L-E-E. One word. With X's at either end. Just one X at either end.
Comma zero.
Thank you,
girl.
Annabelle is in my extended network.
Just listen
she is
to...
Not a...
Like, listen
no,
to, like, bled out on my brown carpet or whatever.
Talk to the mic, Robert.
The mic.
Hold on 1 minute.
Hang up with this fuck.
Yeah, this is too complicated of a name.
I have
time
to do music
out.
Next.
I can link it in the chat.
All right.
Yeah, do that.
Do that, but take someone else first.
SufferHC. /SufferHC.
Oh, we have another caller?
Yeah, new area code.
New area code. New caller. Let's go.
847.
That's my cell phone number.
847.
Hello. Hey, what's up?
Hey, who is this?
Oh, this is Donish.
Oh, what's up, Donish?
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to say that you guys are fucking awesome, and because of you guys, I started a metal show at my school radio.
Oh.
Yay!
Whoa! You say you're trying to compete with us?
Wait.
You're going down.
Dream?
Is it called the Metal Injection School Radio Cast?
He's going to be like Imus when I beat him in the ratings for 40 years.
What's the name of your show?
It's just going to be the Metal Hour, but it's an hour and a half.
That should be the name of it. The Metal Hour, but it's an hour and a half. Welcome to the Metal Hour, but it's an hour and a half. I am Donish. Here to bring you an hour and a half of metal.
That whole thing?
You said that we inspired you to do a show, so are you going to do what we do, like not talk about metal at all?
Well, I don't know. We talk some, but we mostly play music.
Okay.
What kind of music do you play?
Metal.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Can people listen online? Do you want to plug yourself? Do you want to get a live cast bump? Hits and you say?
Yeah, you can listen online, actually. The show's like this Friday, I think.
Where do we go to listen to this?
WGBK 88.5.
Okay, but we can't...
Is there a web... Is that a .com or a .org? Or you're terrible at self-promotion, Donovan.
Just Bing it or something.
Why don't you figure it out and then put it as a comment?
Yeah, leave a comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Let the kids listen. Sweet. People like metal.
Thanks.
I just want to warn you in advance, none of the hosts will be listening because we're too busy.
Yeah.
But we totally support what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's Friday, man.
I would listen, but I work until 8. Is that right?
I'll be listening to the radio show of the school near you.
We don't want to listen to you because we don't want you to blow up too big.
You're going
to
listen to the free jazz show on the NPR station in your town.
Yeah, but that's awesome, Ed. Thank you. Thank you for calling in and thinking that we influenced you. I mean, come on, who were we, right?
No,
thanks. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, probably you guys are putting on this awesome show, you know?
Yeah. Oh, we know.
Thank you for being an awesome listener.
Tell them that you're beautiful.
You're beautiful, Donish. You know that? Has anyone ever told you? No matter what they say.
And because we share the same area code, I just think you're so charming.
Uh-oh, I think there's going to be a three-way today.
Donis,
you're over 18, right?
No.
He's in college.
What? You're not a ring. You're 17?
I'm 16.
16?
I take that back. Yeah, Charlie.
Wait, didn't he say he has a college radio?
No, it's a school radio.
Oh.
A high school
so
radio.
High school,
yeah.
Yeah, it could be like a modular technology.
Wow, that is fancy.
High school in Beverly Hills, 90210 had a radio station.
That's in Beverly Hills, though. He's in somewhere in Chicago.
He's in the Beverly
Hills.
I'm in
like a suburb of Chicago. That's why.
What would you say is the Beverly Hills of Illinois?
Barrington, Illinois.
Are you in Barrington, Illinois?
No, can you pronounce it?
Glenview.
Is that also pretty?
No.
Is that the
white trash?
No, it's not white trash.
It's a radio station up on Cinder Block.
It's just middle class, right?
Are you going to take that phone?
You going to take him calling you middle class, Donis?
He's basically saying that you wouldn't be allowed into the neighborhood where you grew up.
Yeah. No, I'm
Donish.
Especially with a name like that. Those Irish. They're fucking racist.
Is your dad racist, Sean? Is he racist? Is he Muslim?
No, he's German.
What? No.
I thought you were asking me, he's like Irish, and that makes him racist.
Oh, no, but him being German definitely makes him racist.
Yeah,
German.
Sure, let's go there.
He never hated any racists at all.
No, I don't remember anything where they hated racists.
Donish. All right, Donish.
All right, Donish. Make sure to play some Danish metal.
Danish.
And have a good one.
Good one, Homer.
Okay, we still have one more caller. Should we
Can we take it? It's 10:02.
815. Okay, I'm back.
All right. What's your name?
Of course. Alex.
Alex from where?
Illinois, suburb of Chicago.
Yep. I'm ringing.
What?
So what's with all these
Chicago?
Do you want us to play a band? What? Why are you calling?
What is your purpose?
Because I was asking about Thrash or Trash.
Okay.
And I was wondering. I was wondering whether you wanted a death metal band or a thrash band, seeing as how I was about to thrash your trash.
Well, let's do a death metal band, because we've been doing a lot of thrash bands. Let's change it up.
Okay, so they're pretty well known, but let's go with Pungent Stench.
No, come on.
Wait, they're signed and they're already on my iPod.
Yeah, no, that's okay. All right, the other band.
Oh, fine. I don't know the rules of these things.
They have to be an unsigned band. That's the point. We play bands that...
Do you have any power metal suggestions?
Oh, I try not to listen to things talking about dragons. But
what's the thrash band? Come on.
No redeeming social value. I think they might be signed, but I don't know.
Oh, man.
We got to have an unsigned band.
We featured that band's video on our site. Like, come on. That is...
Yeah, oh, wait fuck. That's why I was suggesting it. I just remembered that.
Yeah.
Alex, where are you from? Crystal Lake?
No, Rockford.
Oh, okay.
Oh, another Rockford.
You go to Ice Hogs games all the time?
What's going on here?
You ever been to Magic Water?
Wait, whatever happened to Zach Beats?
Are you in my brain right now?
Yes. Technically.
Oh.
Because the phone is here.
Do you know Zach Beats, though? He works at Taco Bell.
No, I don't work at Taco Bell.
No, Zach Beats works.
Rockford's kind of big. Probably more than one mark.
Of course.
Do you live near the guy from Cheap Trick?
Yes, actually, I do. My friend lives right next door to him.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Could you get him to call us?
Yeah.
Because that'd be a way
to go to your friend's house and then go to your friend's neighbor's house.
Well, let me put it this way. My friend learned that he got his taste in metal from me, so you probably don't want him to call you guys.
Oh.
What does that mean? Do you have shitty taste in metal?
We're not directing the fucking stench. It's just that we can't.
Yeah, no. We've just heard them already. Yeah, like we're familiar with them.
So
we're just
trying to
show I completely understand.
Yeah.
So
here's another one.
It's just all the unsigned bands I know are terrible.
That's all right.
Well, that's kind of the point.
That's why it's a tough game. You got to give us something that we like.
And also, if we don't like it, maybe it's so bad that we'll love it. Hilariously, like
highly unlikely.
Sort of like this caller.
Okay. Let's try Embalmment. You can find them on MySpace. I don't know their URL. Just look up Embalmment.
Embalmment?
Yeah, embalmment. It's embalming fluid.
I got it.
They're pretty average grind thing. Yes, grind. I don't know what you want to call it.
Sean's on board.
Yeah, you're really selling this.
They're sort of whatever.
Sounds like me selling things.
I have no interest in selling them. I don't want to be affiliated with them. It's the only unsigned band I know.
Too bad, man. You're on the phone with us now. Now you have to throw it out.
We're going to write them a letter and tell them that you suggested that we play them on the show.
They'll like what little publicity they can get.
Can they have Microwave Babies as a song title?
Yes, that's one of them.
Yes.
Yes, that is a song.
Is this audio of Noah fighting that Mike Portnoy left in the
theater? It's gonna be a pop.
Oh, oh man! Yes.
And it's good! And it's good.
Wow.
McKesney Park, Illinois.
I'm thinking it. Sean only goes to gated communities. So he doesn't know about the fucking park.
Yeah, park. What's the name? How do those work?
He only goes to indoor ski resorts. Country club.
I'm going to an indoor water park for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Indoor water park?
An indoor water park? Yeah. It's called a fucking bathroom. Fill the tub up.
No, I'm really not kidding. We're going up to like somewhere outside of Madison, Wisconsin or some shit to visit family. And one night we found out there's an indoor water park up there and we're going to go visit.
All right, before we talk about the water park,
okay.
Let's do a little treasure treasure. What do we guys think?
Me?
Yeah.
I definitely thrashed that.
Yeah.
I didn't like the music, but it was funny, so I'll thrash it.
I definitely thrashed it. I like the music and I like the message.
I was very offended about the baby microwave. He prefers his baby since Tell Story.
The song was great, but I was very offended. It hurt my sensibility, so I have to trash it.
I'm just kidding.
I thrashed it.
Get this guy
one of my old shirts.
Look at that. You got us all to thrash something. And
you didn't even want it.
Totally underselling this band.
How do I do it?
I'm like, oh, this band sucks. But we were into it.
All right.
You get a free CD, buddy.
That's excitement.
He just fell down a flight of stairs.
There was a banana peel. What's your name, buddy?
He said Alex.
Alex.
I'm sorry, your junkie username.
Oh, my junkie username. I PM'd you, Rob, earlier about some other thing.
That doesn't help. That's really...
Okay.
He gets like three junkies a day.
Yeah, it's a long username. No, it's the more hutzpah guy.
Oh, yeah, call him here.
Oh, okay, so you're already winning a CD, so screw you.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Which... T-shirt.
Yeah, let him have my shirt.
What's your shirt size?
No, yeah, what's your shirt size?
Medium.
Oh, great. Just send me a private message and I'll let you know what mediums I have.
Okay.
Make sure that you send him a private message on his OKCupid profile.
Yes, Charles Bonnet.
I'll make sure I do that too. I'm really interested in seeing him sometime.
Hey, I'm coming home. I'm coming home next month, buddy. We can make this work.
You guys can hang out. You guys, Donish. You coming home?
Yeah, coming home. Yes, you can, sir. Yes, you can.
By the way, this is live audio from Sean's last opening Cupid date.
What my 69 sounds like. Awesome.
All right, we're going to get out.
Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Mr. Hutzpah. Alex. The only Jew.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, bye.
Right? You're the only Jew in Rockford, right?
It's true. It's true. It's like a brain drill.
All right. Let's seriously wrap things up.
Wait, I got one. It's already 10:11. Let's get things moving.
All right.
I don't care if Cindy the kid is bus. Suffer HC. The song is numbered.
Wait, why do we get to suggest bands? I thought it was just
we already
listened
to Falconer.
True. Well, you got it, man.
Falconer is fine.
True. Number, okay. That faded well.
Oh.
By the way, Pizza Destroyer is bitching to play his Annabelle and shit.
Oh, yeah.
The chance.
Like, it didn't work.
Production is terrible. Not bad. They did it. That lost me. It's still out.
This stuff takes that first part. Other stuff goes as kind of grindy.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I will go first. I thrash it.
Why?
Because it's fun. Again. This is a band that if I'm seeing live, if I'm at like a local show and this band goes on, I'm like, oh, what a treat!
That's right.
That's all it is.
You're not going to walk around with your iPod.
Okay.
It's just like it's a fun, violent live band.
I can listen to this when I'm like trying to wake up during the morning.
Hey, pick me up. They had me with that first riff. I have to say they lost me. That, the combination of that and the production being terrible after trash.
Sean's not going to get a prize.
But I did like the first riff.
I'm biased. I obviously.
Well, obviously you.
You have
thrash. Yeah, you don't have.
It sounded like a bunch of noise to me, and not in a good way.
Kids, can I have some music? We're looking for the elves in the cave.
Mountain.
I just like music where they actually play their instruments. They don't just throw them against the walls.
Well, it sounded like there was some musicianship there. And in the beginning, and then it went.
I beg to differ.
I said some. I didn't say they were Moonstar.
You are allowed to like whatever you like, and I'm allowed to like this.
No, but I was just... I wanted just to debate that one point. I'm not saying you're wrong. Right.
Oh, no, I was responding to Sean.
Okay.
He said that I was closed-minded. I am not closed-minded about music. I'm open-minded, but I'm allowed to like certain things that I saw before.
The worst thing I've ever heard
it's
in my entire life. Or a shitty chainmail outfit you wear to Renaissance Fair.
Real men wear those chain outfits.
Yeah, real men live in their parents' basement. Fuck out of it.
All right. There we go. We just heard a few bands.
We didn't hear what Sid had to say, did we?
Oh,
I didn't like the vocals, but I like the music, so I will thrash.
Thrash it.
Boom. So there we go. So we just heard Knife the Puppets, which we all unanimously trashed. We just did Masakari, which most of us thrashed, except for Noah.
Mm-hmm.
She is open-minded. And then Walrus Warlust, which I think, did all of us? All of us have been
no.
Sean.
No. I trashed. Oh, we all trashed it.
Noah liked it.
Oh, yeah,
Noah liked it, because... She's open-minded.
He can have the blood rule machines, which are kind of like ours.
The dragon of the sea. They're very, very cute, and they have tusks.
They don't sing about sea dragons. I don't know what those are.
Oh, wait. Do
you have that album yet?
New one.
Yeah.
I went to see a saw a walrus swimming in the sea. He turned his ivory tusk and looked at me. I climbed upon his back and we rode the seven seas.
I'm really going to enjoy this part when I listen back.
And then we all hated I Ate Your Math Teacher. That's Ivory Grind. And then Rattlehead, some of us gave it a passing grade, but overall we thought it was derivative, but it got a...
Mild thrash.
Embalmment was undersold to us, and yet all of us thrashed it.
Very rare, you know.
Iron Sheik has a very good comment about Falconer, by the way. He says, this is Manowar if they were all nerds and gay.
Uber nerd.
Yeah.
Uber.
Wait, but this part is so cool. No, it's not.
The part with the deep voice guy who sings on the track. His testicles dropped when he was three. Then he joined the band that was so pretentiously making albums.
You know when you go to like one of those like shitty mom and pop music stores and they have like the guy who does the guitar lesson?
Right.
It's like an overweight like 50-year-old
yeah.
dude. Who is the band of that guy?
Oh, I'm on my lunch break. I won't get damaged.
Show over.
I thought it couldn't get any worse.
Show over.
But you just ran into the ground.
I got to the part where it's
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wait, I recorded this song when I was sitting in the shade of an oak tree. I got my break from Sam Ash.
When is the fight to pants with breakdown?
There was so much danger, I forgot to punch out. I was eating my sandwich from Quiznos. I popped his it and used it as lubricant for my dick. And then I went back and watched a bunch of guys playing Stairway to Heaven. I'm a deck beard made of pizzas. I wear a plaid shirt that has the arms ripped off. And
like
there are cheeto crumbs on my chest, all embedded in my chest hair. I don't care that my hair is receding and I still have a ponytail. I look like Zach Galifianakis, except much less messy.
Wait, I like this part. Great this.
Everyone who works at Samash is getting a bonus for Christmas. We all get one packet of three. We all get one shiny, shiny tick. And we all go on a company retreat. We all go into the forest and eat.
Solo. Over the solo.
I even sing over the solo.
What are they going to do next? What are they going to do next?
That's why I don't like. Oh.
I think this is the music that they play in the lobby of Medieval Times.
That is my favorite place to go to.
If you guys come home with me one time, we can go to Medieval Times.
I need a cool down after that.
Wow, guys.
Cool down.
Cool down. Cool down.
Cool down. All right, let's end with the Iron Sheik song once more.
Okay.
Let's close out with that. Here is 3D featuring Iron Sheik featuring Rihanna. What's the title of this one?
I love the way you fucking bullshit.
And there you go, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Just gonna stand there, watch me there.
Twice, didn't you? Oh,
boy. Oh, boy.
You still have the wrong version.
You did it twice.
This will all be edited.
Okay.
Pizza Shore is so unhappy with us right now.
We'll get you next time, buddy.
We just keep talking because that's fine.
Technical
difficulties. Oh, hold on. I found the right version.
Mama.
Sheik.
It's alright, because I like the way it hurts.
You fucking fuck.
I'm gonna stand there and hear me cry.
Ah!
It's alright, because I love the way you lie.
Bullshit!
Love the way you lie.
Do you remember fighting the guy from Killer Bees, WrestleMania 3? His name was Brian Blair, no you can't explain it. Makes you so afraid, so clean. Double, motherfucker, master, make him humble. You always fuck about him now. Such a nasty faggot, fantasizing how you wanna take him down. Pussy, such a crazy arrow, wanna punch him. Enter Gary Powell, drive a camel, clutch him, throw him down. Skin him, then take off his trunks and fuck him, fuck him in the ass. Even said he couldn't throw your coat. Such a phony, didn't even give you half. Didn't leave you nothing but a gram. That was bullshit. Now he has a job just because he's blowing Hulk Hogan's a sponsor. Bet you couldn't make him pay. See him at the indie show. But he always runs away and it makes him sad. Now you're sitting there crying like crazy. This is why they call you Cheeky Baby.
Just gonna stand there.
Now, Hulk, I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. And I said that your daughter was a tranny, drag queen, rubbed it down with lotion and you fucked her. She was just 15, looks like you in makeup and a dress. Okay, that's mean, my bad. I was high on mescaline and speed. Maybe I should not have slapped you with that cock and MSG. Maybe that's what happens when a California leaf and I ring in. All I know is when I see the view, it feels amazing. Come on, Hulk, don't want to fight, you're the leg stop. Why you want to beat me in the face and do a leg drop? Choke me till my breath stops. Wind up in a cell block. Listen to me rambling. I'm just coked up at Xbox. Next time, I will make it some fun. I apologize even to your ugly wife. Okay, I can't do this. I am not sorry, Hogan. You're a punk. If you ever try to fuck with me again,
I can break his fucking back. Break his back, make him humble, and don't fuck his ass.
You're a stronger.
No, no, guys. Are you the fucking bullshit? Bullshit! Fucking bullshit! Fucking bullshit! You fucking suck! I'm not gonna talk anymore, I'm done.
Well, folks, at the risk of repeating ourselves for the privilege of providing this is Chuck Landon. One more song, one more time.
Stepped earlier this week, so I'm not sure if this live past the dream, or just a dream. What's that? Worst dream.
I'm
Mama.